done. He was right. But I said, Dr. Grace, I can't live without a heart, can I? And I don't want that one back. I'd rather die than have that heart. Yeah. I never want to see it again. And Doc, if that's the best, I don't want you now just patch it up or overhaul it. Kid, do you have any? He said, son, I've got a brand new loving heart to drop down inside. Now, listen, I see him as he goes to the sea of God's forgetfulness and throws my old black heart in heaven's garbage can. And away she goes and comes back with a brand new heart. Oh, listen, he puts that heart inside, gently closes up the incision. And I said, Doc, I wonder if it's time for me to look. He said, in just a minute. I said, I'm not going to be ashamed of the scar if I get well. Well, he said, son, take a look. And I said, Doc, there's not any scar, is there? Oh, perfect operation. And my heart's been different ever since. Oh, listen. I said, doctor, I want to ask you something. You reckon I'll ever have to have another operation like this? He said, no, sir, this is permanent. I've never had a patient come back on me yet. This heart will never fail you, son. It's brand new. I'm giving you an eternal and everlasting operation. Well, I said, Dr. Grace, do you recommend that I come back for some other treatments? And would you like to check up on me every 30 days? He said, no, sir. The cure is permanent. You're well. Case dismissed. Brother Dr. Grace, I want you to know him. I want you to know him. Well, I said, Dr. Grace, surely you've got some advice for me. I need some good suggestions about how to take care of this new heart. And he said to me, yes, son, I want you to take plenty of good, strong Bible food, and that'll keep her strong. And she'll pump that new blood out through your body. And then he said, there's one other suggestion. I want you to get a lot of good exercise. I said, what kind would you suggest? And he said, I'd like for you to kneel a good deal. He said, that'll do you good. Just get down and get up. He said, every once in a while by yourself, fall down on your face and start praying. Don't ever forget what I've done for you, son. I said, Dr. Grace, I'll do it. Now, do you have any suggestion about my tongue? You know, I've always had trouble with it. He said, just go tell what Dr. Grace did for you. And tell it everywhere. He said, don't just tell it in Sunday school, son. Tell it on the street. Tell it in the jail. Tell it everywhere. Let that old tongue tell now what's happened to the heart. I said, but Doc, I'm a little worried about my feet. He said, don't worry about your feet, because your heart's going to tell your feet what to do from now on. That new heart's going to operate everything about you. Oh, brother, I met the greatest doctor I've ever met in my life. I started out the door. I said, Dr. Grace, he said, I thought you'd want to come back. They always do. I said, I want to meet the friend that paid my bill. And he said, I want you to meet him. And he walked into the office, and there stood the sweetest friend I've ever had. He raised his hands, and I said, Dr. Grace, somebody's operated on him, hasn't they? But his scar didn't heal like mine. He said, son, that's Jesus. He paid your bill on Calvary. I said, Dr. Grace, if you don't mind, I'm going to start my exercises.
Amen.
And down on my face.
Amen.
And Jesus said, son, get up now. It's all right.
Yes.
I'm glad you came to Dr. Grace. I died for you, but I rose again.
Yeah.
Your hospital bill your operation, your examination's all paid in full. Go, son, and sin no more. And when you get home, tell your wife and your children about Dr. Grace and that he's waiting for them if they've got heart trouble. Folks, sinners, how could you turn the Savior down? Oh, I found myself singing this afternoon. When sin-stricken burdened and weary from bondage, I longed to be free. There came to my heart the sweet message, His grace is sufficient for thee. His grace is sufficient for thee. His grace is sufficient for thee. In shady green pastures or on the rough sea, His grace is sufficient for thee. When life here on earth is all over, when Jesus, my Savior, I see, my heart will repeat this sweet message, His grace was sufficient for me. Oh, His grace was sufficient for me. Well, His grace was sufficient for me. In the shady green pastures or on the old rough sea, His grace was sufficient for me. And lost friend, there's only one hope. There's only one hope. And that's to go to Dr. Grace. But before you get to him, you've got to go see Dr. Law. I can hardly wait. I bid Jesus so long. He said, no, so long, I'm going home with you. Amen? Amen. And so I said, you mean you're going to go? He said, I'm going to live with you from now on. I've got to help you. I'm going to see to it that there'll be no recurrence of this old trouble again. Fact is, he said, I'm going to live in that new heart of yours. And I said, well, amen. I started down the road and I said, I've got to go tell Ms. Roloff because she'll be glad I know. And she'll have a brand new husband. And Jesus said to me, and sure enough, he was in my heart. He said, did you forget anything? Well, I said, yes. I believe I'll run back. And so I knocked on the door. And the little secretary said, yes. I said, is Dr. Law still in? Oh, yes. And I said, I've got to see him. And you know, Dr. Law stepped to the door, and he wasn't mad at me anymore. He had the nicest smile I've ever seen on his face. I said, Dr. Law, I just want to shake hands with you and say thank you for what you've done for me. And sinner friend, when you get saved, you're going to thank God for His word that convicted you of your sin and sent you with a rotten heart to see Dr. Grace that He might operate on you and save you from your sin. I recommend these two great doctors to every sinner. Lost friend, come to Jesus tonight. Trust Him as your personal Savior. Will you bow your heads while we pray? Our Father, we thank Thee for this sweet hour of preaching time. Dear Lord, we pray that Thou shalt speak now and grant that not one soul will go away without a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, bless the one that's closest to the hot doors of damnation tonight and snatch them in love and pity and mercy. Lord, we pray that You'll put them in Dr. Law's office if they've not already been. And dear Lord, if they've been sitting in Dr. Law's office during this hour, I pray that they might step inside Dr. Grace now and let grace step inside them. Dear Lord, save the lost that are here and bless all those who've heard the message. We pray in Jesus' name.
Let the splendor of heaven, knowing His destiny, 'twas a lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down His life. in heaven amid. There's no feeling like this if that isn't love. Even in death he remembered the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise. If that is love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the eagle can't fly. If that is love, then heaven amid, there's no feeling like this.